Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. I can no longer remain in today's Democratic Party that's under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers who are driven by cowardly wokeness, who divide us by racializing every issue and stoking anti-white racism, who actively work to undermine our God-given freedoms that are enshrined in our Constitution, who are hostile to people of faith and spirituality, who demonize the police but protect criminals at the expense of law-abiding Americans, who believe in open borders, who weaponize the national security state to go after their political opponents, and above all, who are dragging us ever closer to nuclear war. Now, I believe in a government that's of the people, by the people, and for the people. Unfortunately, today's Democratic Party does not. Instead, it stands for a government that is of, by, and for the powerful elite. Now, I'm calling on my fellow common sense, independent-minded Democrats to join me in leaving the Democratic Party. If you can no longer stomach the direction that the so-called woke Democratic Party ideologues are taking our country, then I invite you to join me.
And ladies and gentlemen, that is the breaking news of the day. Tulsi Gabbard announcing that she is leaving the Democrat Party, a former presidential candidate, or at least nominee on the Democrat side back in the 2020 Democrat primaries. Tulsi Gabbard, just the first of what I suspect will be many, many Democrats across the nation to leave the Democrat Party. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So good to have you with us today. Day 27 days until the midterm election, and we have got a lot going on today, and we're going to be taking your calls as well throughout the day as we analyze not only what happened to Tulsi Gabbard, but also the debates last night in Ohio between Tim Ryan and J.D. Vance. It's pretty explosive stuff here, folks. But the reality is this. The average American citizen, and when I'm talking about the average American citizen, there are a lot of Democrats out there. And we know this because of the polling data, that most Democrats, including in places like Memphis, Tennessee, which is a majority minority city, here in Memphis, the black community is very conservative socially. They do not want this critical race theory being taught in the classrooms. They don't want this radical sex and transgender agenda being shoved down the throats of their kids. And so what's happening here, a lot of people are waking up, and even a lot of Democrats, people who voted Democrat their entire lives, their grandmas, their grandpas, their moms, their dads, everybody in their family, they voted for the Democrats. But now they've come to the realization that the Democrat Party has left them behind. The Democrat Party that you are looking at right now is not the Democrat Party of your grandparents or your great-grandparents. This is a radicalized political party. This is a communist party, ladies and gentlemen. And a lot of people in this country, they're coming to the conclusion that, you know what? We want to be able to go and get gasoline and not have to worry about being carjacked. We want to be able to take our kids down to the local park and not have to worry about them wearing Kevlar vests. We want to be able to send our kids to school and come home knowing their pronouns, the same pronouns they had when they left for school after the bowl of Fruit Loops. We want to be able to live in a country where you can still go to church and your preacher doesn't have to worry about getting thrown in jail or being sued for saying something against the alphabet people. This is the reality of America. And a lot of people are saying, you know what, we're done. Ladies and gentlemen, I am telling you, I am seeing the data coming in, and I truly believe that we are going to see a massive victory, not just for Republicans, but for America. And I know that the Republican Party, they've got their warts, they've got their blemishes, but you know what? It's a heck of a lot better than communism. I'll tell you that much right now. So you better get out there. You better go and vote. Register to vote. Get involved in the political process. And I'm curious to know from you. We heard Tulsi Gabbard announcing today that she is leaving the Democrat Party. Are you hearing from people in your communities, people you go to church with, people you work with? Have you heard from Democrats that have said, you know what, we're done. Yeah, we're not, you know what, we're not buying into all of this. This doesn't look like the party of JFK. And it's not. It's not. I know my dad was a Southern Democrat back in the day. And the last time he voted for a Democrat was Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy Carter's administration convinced my father that something was really wrong with the Democrats. Well, you know what? Jimmy Carter's administration, it looks like Donald Trump's compared to what we got right now. That is how radicalized the Democrats have become. So look, Newt Gingrich, Speaker Newt was on Fox earlier today talking about this, cut number six.
Well, look, I think Tulsi is somebody who has always spoken her own mind. She's always been sort of an independent maverick. And I think when she ran for president, she realized how really isolated she was from the great majority of the Democratic Party, which is now, frankly, a pretty weird party. We said the same thing happened in a slightly different way in Philadelphia last week, where the former deputy mayor, a Democrat, endorsed Dr. Oz right. for the U.S. Senate and said that Fetterman is just so crazy on crime and so pro-criminal, he couldn't be for him. So I think you're seeing this drift, and we've certainly seen among Latinos, a huge drift towards the Republican Party as they're driven away by the weirder policies of the Democratic Party.
And Speaker Newt is not wrong here, folks. We've been looking at data coming out of Oregon, coming out of Rhode Island. Now, right now, Rhode Island has two congressmen. Both of them are Democrats. And at least one of those seats could very well switch to the Republican hands. The sitting congressman had been there over 20 years. And Republican Alan Fung, who is an Asian American, is now up 8 points over his Democrat opponent. That's Rhode Island's second congressional district, and that's according to a new Boston Globe and Suffolk University poll. If the November 8th election were held today, 45% say they would vote for Mr. Fung, and we're trying to get him on the show. Again, between now and Election Day, we're going to be hitting as many races as possible just to give you a flavor of what's going on out there in the country. But folks, I'm feeling very good. We have to campaign like we're 20 points behind, but I'm telling you, if everybody gets out and you vote on Election Day, the Republicans are going to win, and they're going to win in big numbers. And we're going to get to some of that data as well. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, your calls. Are you fired up? Are you feeling good about this moment, this crucial moment in American history where we have an opportunity to stop not just a radical agenda, but a deadly agenda. This is an administration that is on the verge of getting us involved in a nuclear war with Russia. And Tulsi Gabbard can see it. You have to imagine that the rest of us see it as well. 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Also, we are raising a lot of money this month for our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. If you go to our website, toddstearns.com, help us fight for religious liberty in the courts. Your donations are going to make a world of difference. You can donate by going to our website, toddstearns.com, and just click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner at the top of the page. We'll be right back, America. Illegal drug trafficking has turned our southern border into a war zone. It's a war that no one wants to talk about. That's why I urge you to see Border Battle, the new six-part limited documentary series from Turning Point USA. It exposes the sheer evil and inhumanity of drug cartels and the illegal drug trade. Fentanyl has killed tens of thousands of Americans. It's so dangerous, just 3 grains of fentanyl can kill you. Border Battle reveals how illegal immigration, human trafficking, and America's drug crisis has only been made worse by decades of government neglect. Today's drug cartels are militarized with sophisticated weapons, tanks, and drones that drop explosives on their drug competitors right on our southern border. We've never seen this before in the history of our country. Hear directly from Drug and Border Patrol agents about the horrific conditions along the border and what life is really like on the front lines. Watch Border Battle now. Download the full 6-part documentary series at salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com.
And greedy for cash, they're all too needy. The Biden family, through bribing and extortion, they've amassed a fortune. They lovely term abortion. The Biden family, the big guy received billions for payoffs in the billions, and now they're spending trillions. The Biden family. Son Hunter's a lawbreaker, a shady profit taker, Ukrainian deal maker, with help from his daddy.
I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money.
To power, they're addicted. They should be convicted. From the White House, be evicted. The Biden family.
Yeah, I'm not too sure that's a show I don't watch. I'm going to take it. That's a hard no for me. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. 27 days until we stop the radical Biden agenda dead in its tracks. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. Our good friend Dick Morris over at Newsmax is feeling especially good about the Republican effort to sweep the Senate. Now, for a long time, people thought that the Democrats were going to be able to hang on to the Senate. Dick Morris and others now suspect that the Republicans will not only win the Senate, but they will win big. The issue here, and again, I want to read this from the Newsmax story. The Senate currently in control, with each party holding 50 seats. Kamala Harris has the tie-breaking vote. But there are three Republican candidates that are the keys to turning the tide. And these are huge. One of them being Blake Masters in Arizona, Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, and Herschel Walker in Georgia. Dick Morris says that Republican turnout is vital. He said that initially abortion was providing some enthusiasm for Democrats, but that's fading. And again, one of the reasons why is that when you look at the minorities who are in the Democrat Party, and we're talking about blacks and Hispanics and Asian Americans, but predominantly blacks and Hispanics, we're talking about groups of people, demographics that are social conservatives. So these are not going to be, that is not going to be a big issue driving people to get out and vote on Election Day. The Democrats made a tactical error by making this all about abortion. Dr. Oz, Masters, and Walker are all being outspent, but they're catching up. He says that the Senate is likely to remain 50-50 if Oz loses his race to John Fetterman, who is the stroke survivor. Quote, if Dr. Oz wins and we pick up at least one of the other two seats like Masters, I think we can and will win 52 or 53 seats. So that's the number that I've been hearing not only from Dick Morris, but many others as well. And I'm curious, especially you folks in Georgia, I'm curious to know how Herschel Walker has weathered this that scandal that blew up last week. And it seems to me that it's fading away. And one of the reasons it's fading away is because it was not a real scandal. 844-747-8868. If nothing else, that ought to fire Republican voters up to get out in Georgia and send a very clear message to these Democrats and the mainstream media that we're not buying what they're selling anymore. It's just not going to happen. Not anymore. By the way, last night, J.D. Vance, I mean, blew out Tim Ryan. And it was amazing. This soundbite is 1 minute, 5 seconds, 65 seconds. This right here is the reason why J.D. Vance will win the Senate race in the state of Iowa.
As an exception.
Look, I've always believed in reasonable exceptions. This is a misrepresentation of my view, but let's hear it from me, not from Congressman Ryan. I absolutely think the 10-year-old girl, the case that we've, of course, heard a lot about, an incredibly tragic situation. I mean, look, I've got a 9-year-old baby girl at home. I cannot imagine what that's like for the girl, for her family. God forbid something like that would happen. I have said repeatedly on the record that I think that that girl should be able to get an abortion if she and her family so choose to do so. But let's talk about that case. Because why was a 10-year-old girl raped in our community, raped in our state in the first place? The thing the media and Congressman Ryan, they talk about this all the time. The thing they never mentioned is that poor girl was raped by an illegal alien, somebody that should have never been in this state in the first place. You voted so many times against border wall funding, so many times for amnesty, Tim. If you had done your job, she would have never been raped in the first place. Do your job on border security. Don't lecture me about opinions I don't actually have.
There was no way for Tim Ryan to respond to that. I mean, just completely destroyed Tim Ryan's campaign right there in 65 seconds on national television. Good for you, J.D. Vance. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is what being a Trump Republican looks like. Someone who is not afraid to stand up and call out right and wrong. And I say, good for you, sir. Good for you, J.D. Vance, for having the courage to do that. You know, if we had more Republicans, and I'll tell you, Carrie Lake is one of those. If we had more Republicans like that, willing to stand up and push back against the mainstream media, push back against the slanted questions at the debates, push back against the bias out there, we'd be winning in landslides every election. And he just put it out there, and J.D. Vance is right. The American people are tired of the lawlessness, and we've got an opportunity to fix that. We've got an opportunity to restore law and justice, law and order on Election Day. We've got an opportunity to close our borders. This open border crisis, folks, it's unbelievable. A story that has gotten very little attention. A few days ago, you heard, it was breaking news, border to border, coast to coast, across the Fruited Plain, that a guy had gone out on the Vegas Strip and was stabbing people. Six people survived. Two people were killed. They say it was some sort of a random act of violence, but what they're not telling you, and the reason why it stopped being national news, is because the person responsible is an illegal alien. An illegal alien who had already been arrested in California, had already been charged with a crime, and he was never deported. He was allowed to live here, to stay here, because California is a sanctuary state. Well, it's a sanctuary for illegals, but it's a predatory ground for the rest of us, because we're all being hunted down by these people. And the average American's looking at all of this and saying, hey, we didn't vote for this. We didn't sign up for this. Joe Biden went out there and promised us unity, that we're all going to be joining hands and singing kumbaya together as a country. There's no red state. There's no blue states. It's the United States. But now the United States is black and blue. They've been beating us all over the heads. The American people said, you know what? We're tired of this. This is a very simple thing here, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm telling you, the mainstream media, they're getting this wrong. They don't see what's about to happen in this country. People are angry. When those moms and dads in Wyoming have to go to the store and they're eating ramen noodles for supper because they don't have enough money to pay their bills, they don't have enough money to feed their kids, you better believe that's going to motivate them to get out and vote on Election Day. So I am feeling very good as we head into the march to the midterm elections. And I think it's going to be a great day for America. I believe we're going to be sending a message that we're not going to be tolerating any of this. We're not a socialist country. We're not a communist country. It's never going to be that way. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Again, that's 844-747-8868. Our website, by the way, go check it out, toddstearns.com. We'll be right back, America. There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. I'm scrolling through the comments, and we've got a firestorm going over on the Facebook live stream here. And hang tight. We're going to get to your calls in just a moment. By the way, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. So, look, a lot of you folks weighing in on the Tulsi Gabbard move. Ricky says, Tulsi may be leaving the Democrat Party, but her policies haven't changed. She's not a conservative. Michelle says Tulsi's a World Economic Forum alum. Same with Crimshaw. Beware. There is, I'm scrolling through. Michelle says we have enough Democrat plants in the Republican Party. We don't need any more. Sandra says down with the rhinos. That's, it's not R-H-I-N-O, ladies and gentlemen. It's R-I-N-O, Republicans in name only. Now, if the rhinos in the local Republican Party would get on, amen, Sandra, to that. Now, may I just say something? Did I say that Tulsi Gabbard was joining the Republican Party? Did I say that she was a conservative? No, I did not. But listen here, folks. If we've got somebody on the other side and they're willing to fight for us, then I say let's fight. You say, but Todd, what about Dr. Oz? Well, you know what? I'm not convinced about Dr. Oz. I hope that he's now pro-life. I hope he's now pro-Second Amendment. I hope he is now anti-transgender. And I hope he is anti-CRT. He stands just about diametrically opposed to everything the conservatives stand for. But Tulsi Gabbard is saying, hey, look, there are some things we can agree on. And I can fight alongside somebody like that. I can fight alongside somebody like Tulsi Gabbard. I'm not saying she's a conservative. I'm not saying she's a Republican. But I am saying she's an American patriot. And by the way, someone who fought for our country, you can respect that. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. All I'm trying to say here is that when it comes to fighting, we're going to have to stand together. If not, the Democrats are going to win. Let's go to Greg in Georgia. WDUN, our great radio station there. Greg, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to let you know that, first of all, I hope President Trump is listening. If he's running in 2024, he's got my vote. But Herschel Walker next month has got my vote as well. All this that come out last week, first of all, the timing of it is just highly suspicious. But even if it were true, he would be a changed man now and much better choice than Raphael Warnock would be when it comes to the policies on abortion.
You see,
yes, I'm voting for Herschel.
Greg, I don't want to pry here, but I take it you're a Christian man.
I sure am.
Well, you see, this is why the mainstream media doesn't get you guys, because the media thought they were going to come in and dump all of these scandals on you guys, and you were immediately going to rebuke Herschel Walker and stay home. That was the whole point. They know you're not going to vote for Raphael Warnock. They wanted you to stay home. They wanted to demoralize you. But here's what they didn't count on, Greg, is that by and large, and I don't mean to paint with a broad brush here, but by and large, the mainstream media, the National Press Corps, they're a bunch of godless heathen atheists. And they don't know what we know. They haven't experienced that conversion. They haven't experienced that. They haven't seen that. So they didn't understand that when Herschel's up there saying, hey, look, I'm a changed man, and here's when it happened. Everyone in Georgia that goes to church knew exactly what Herschel was talking about. And the national media, they didn't get it. So I suspect there are a lot of other people like you.
Yes, I suspect that he'll win by a good margin.
All right, Greg, good to know. And I want to hear from you other folks over there in Georgia and the Carolinas. We have so many races to cover. 844-747-8868. Charles is in North Carolina. WSIC, our great station there. Charles, what's going on?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Hey, Todd, I share your enthusiasm about the midterms. And like you, I think this is going to be a massive sweep. And I think it's going to be even bigger than what a lot of people are predicting. I think as Americans come to the realization that they're getting poorer under Joe Biden, that they're getting less safe, that the future is looking bleak, that we're on the wrong track. I think you're going to see a bigger turnout than what's predicted. I have never, just in talking to people, Todd, I have never seen the enthusiasm right now among registered Republicans, independents that I've talked to, and even Democrats. And I want to go so far as to say is I think we're going to end up with 55 seats.
Really? 55 seats?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. I think Ted Budd is going to hold here in North Carolina over Sherry Beasley. I think that Oz is going to hold Pennsylvania. I mean, God, I couldn't imagine losing to Fetterman. I mean, he'd never be able to show his face again. I believe that J.D. Vance is going to hold in Ohio. Pickups, I think that Herschel Walker is going to pull it out there in Georgia, so that's going to be one pickup. And Todd, Adam Laxalt in Nevada is holding a lead right now over the incumbent, Catherine Cortez Masgrove. And then another pickup that's not really being talked about is in New Hampshire. Don Boldick is within the margin of error right now against Maggie Hassan. So if we were to hold those and pick those three seats up and potentially maybe a seat in Colorado, and we're going to get rid of Lisa Murkowski, I mean, that's a hole, but at least it's going to be replaced with Kelly Shibaka, a Trump Republican. I think it's going to position us well, and as long as we execute on what we're campaigning on, in 2024 there's going to be more Democrats up for reelection, and hopefully you're going to have Trump at the top of the ticket, and we're going to have a 60-seat majority.
That would be a glorious thing, Charles, if that were to happen. And I look, I'm going to be happy with 52, 53, but if we get 55, wow. And I'm especially excited to see what's happening in the House of Representatives, where the Democrats are going to be crushed. The concern I have there is Kevin McCarthy, and, you know, there's some new leaked telephone conversations and messages. And the guy just can't be trusted. And I'd like to think that he's going to be able to lead the Republicans, but I don't think so. And I suspect with McCarthy, we're probably going to get Paul Ryan or another John Boehner. So I do think we need to be thinking strategically about leadership. We need somebody who's going to be a fighter. We need a Republican version of Tip O'Neill in the speaker's seat.
Yeah, absolutely. And, Todd, I tell you what, I wish you would extend an invitation, if you hadn't already, to Kevin McCarthy to come on your show and you do an interview with him and put him on the spot to get him to commit to upholding the America First agenda.
Charles, we've invited him. He will not come on this program. And, you know, we're fair. You know, you're a longtime listener. We don't do the gotcha stuff here. But he refuses to come on this program. We have had everyone in leadership on this program except for Kevin McCarthy.
Wow.
And that makes me wonder what's going on.
Yep, me too. But no, I think it's going to be a good day. We just have to turn out and vote. You know, don't get complacent and just continue to focus on the issues that are going to win. Inflation, immigration, crime, that's what's going to do it right there, and energy independence.
It's very, very simple. All right, Charles, appreciate the great call and the insight. Charles says we're gonna take the Senate with 55 seats. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? Are you sensing that enthusiasm? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, our good friend Nicole Malliotakis, Nicole is running for Congress in Staten Island, New York. She is leading her Democrat challenger, Max Rose, and she's got a 6 percentage point edge over Max Rose. This is according to the New York Post. There's a brand new Spectrum News Siena College poll. Of course, Maliotakis in Congress now, but that is this is a district that has gone both ways. So it's exciting to see that even in New York, and Staten Island is a conservative part of New York City. It's where most, just to give you some perspective, it's where most of the firefighters and most of the police officers live. So if you watch Blue Bloods, it's Blue Bloods on CBS, one of my favorite TV shows, by the way. The Frank Reagan, the police commissioner, lives in the Bay Ridge area. And Bay Ridge, again, very conservative. It's that tip of Brooklyn before you cross over the bridge into Staten Island. All conservative. That's where most of the NRA members in the Brooklyn area live. So good. Folks, I just feel good. And I feel encouraged. And we have been through a dark winter, spring, summer, fall, and we've done it all over again. And I think people are tired of the darkness. And people have decided, you know, this is not the kind of a country I want to leave my kids. This isn't the kind of country I want to I want to leave to the grandkids. You just don't want to go down that path. And I think a lot of people are finally saying, okay, we've got to do something here. The Republicans perfect? No, not at all. But it's a heck of a lot better than being a communist. I'll tell you that much right now. But understand this. Conservative, moderate Democrats, there's no such thing anymore. The progressives, the radical AOC, Rashida Tlaib, Ayanna Pressley, Ilhan Omar, they are the ones that are controlling the Democrats. They hate Christians. They hate Jews. They hate Trump. And they hate you. And they do it all in the name of diversity and tolerance. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, I do want to commend you. Yesterday, so many of you rose up and said, you know what, I'm going to support Alliance Defending Freedom. I'm making a donation today. All this month, we are hosting a radiothon for our friends at Alliance Defending Freedom. They are fighting for our freedom every single day in the courts. They never charge their clients a single penny. So when somebody from our audience, and you know, Jack Phillips out in Colorado, the baker, he's a member of our listening audience. When he came under fire, Alliance Defending Freedom stood up and defended him all the way to the Supreme Court, where they won a victory. So we need your help, and we need your help so they can keep fighting these cases. And we want you to donate today. Alliance Defending Freedom's Kristen Wagner, she's the chief executive officer, and she has actually argued a number of times before the Supreme Court, says these are not just isolated attacks on our freedom.
We have numerous cases where the government is seeking to not just punish people for their religious beliefs about marriage, but literally coerce them, take everything they own from them simply because they won't create unique expression that violates their religious convictions about what marriage is. That's un-American.
So look, here's what I'm asking you today. Every dollar you give is going to be matched. So if you give a buck, it's going to be a $2 donation. But I know our audience is very generous. And we're trying to raise $20,000 for Alliance Defending Freedom for the month of October. It's very simple. Just go to ToddStearns.com, click on the ADF banner. That's ToddStearns.com, ADF banner. And hey, look, another great thing. It's a tax-deductible gift. And who doesn't like that, America? MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. Y'all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, our good friend, wants to give back exclusively to our listeners. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code. You better order now because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream sheets are breathable, and they have a cool, crisp feel. And they come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so you better order right now. Call 1-800-986-3994 and use the promo code STERNS. That's 1-800-986-3994. Or you can go to MyPillow.com/STERNS. That's MyPillow.com/STERNS and use the promo code STERNS. All right, Halloween's just right around the corner. You know, a lot of people call it the fall festival, the harvest festival. They can't call it Halloween because of church stuff.
I was going to say, isn't that a Christian thing?
I just...
And like, I'm Christian, but like, I'm just like, it's Halloween. Well, the trunk or treat. You know what I'm talking about?
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, but they act like it's something else. You still dress up in a costume. You still go and get candy. It's just from a car, which is kind of creepy when you think about
it. It's sort of like, remember back in the 90s, this was huge in the 90s, the Christian t-shirts, where they would take like a regular, like a Budweiser can. I'll never forget.
Yes.
Like it looked like a beer can, but it actually said Be Wiser.
Yeah.
So it made it a cool Christian t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
So anyway, we're calling it Halloween because it's Halloween.
It's Halloween.
I mean, come on.
It's fine if you don't participate, but it's Halloween.
We're doing a big shindig.
Yes,
here
we are.
So we'll tell people more about that, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Are you dressing up? Are you getting gussied up for Halloween?
Oh, yeah. So do you know Super Mario Brothers? Do you at least know that?
Of course I know Mario Brothers.
Normally we talk, it's like there's this disconnect, and I'm like, ugh. He doesn't know what that is.
Oh, I know what Frogger is.
I do know that. I've played that.
Okay.
Just for the record. I'm going to be Princess Daisy because Princess Daisy has like brown hair, so I don't have to buy a wig. And then my husband's going to be Luigi. And Merlo, the Dalmatian's going to be Yoshi. We're going to stick a shell on her back somehow.
Very nice. I have no idea what you're talking about,
I knew it. Just Google it, Todd.
I will Google. I will Google.
There are people in the audience who know.
No, I'm sure there are. Anyway, they do an annual parade, a Halloween parade for the children at the Lower Marion School District in Pennsylvania near Philadelphia. And so all the children get dressed up.
Sure.
And their little costumes, and they've been doing this for more than 50 years. So this is some sort of a just thing they've just started.
Threw together.
50 years.
That's impressive.
And the moms and dads come out, and everybody's like, oh, look at the little baby Yodas and, you know, the whatnot, the little
baby
Spider-Man.
Yoda's very popular.
Very popular. Well, they're not doing it this year. It's been canceled forever.
Why?
The school district now says this is a matter of safety and inclusivity. And they say, and they don't name any names, but they say that it might offend certain religions. Now, of late, it's been the Muslims have been very upset about this. But I haven't actually heard of any like massive Islamic protest because somebody's dressing up like Casper the Friendly Ghost.
No, I've never heard of that.
So anyway, parents are really upset about this. They said, one of the moms says, I feel like we're stripping the joy from elementary school, and it's kind of sad.
Well, I'm sure she grew up doing it, and now, you know, she wants her to get to be able
to
do it.
I mean, if they've done it more than 50 years, grandma and grandpa were dressing up.
Exactly.
As, you know, the characters as well. Maybe Dagwood and Blondie. Google it.
Okay.
The school district says security was a big concern. Just the thought of having an entire school population of young people in a field surrounded by adults that we couldn't possibly screen was worrisome. Okay, yeah, they're called parents. They're called moms and dads.
You'll remember, Todd, their parents are on like the FBI watch list, domestic terrorist.
Jeez, Lou. They went on to say that our district prides itself on providing a sense of belonging to every... Okay, you know what? I get it. Maybe if there's a kid who's like, I guess the Jehovah's Witnesses, they never get to celebrate anything. Right? They stick them in the library.
Oh.
Or they don't do birthdays. Oh. I mean,
They don't?
No, I don't think
I didn't know
do.
That.
I don't think they do. What is it, the Mormons, they can't drink soda? Is that it?
Yeah.
I would never survive.
No, you wouldn't, Todd. You wouldn't.
That's why I couldn't be.
You'd be drinking those Celsius.
Yes. And look, I'm very fond of, you know, smoked pork butt. So that's why I'm a Gentile.
True.
But all that to say, I mean, come on.
Gotta get it together. This is
really
maddening.
This is just nuts.
Well, I feel like we're just fighting the wrong kind of battles. Like, this is what we're arguing about. Something, it's been going on, you said, for 50 years.
More than 50 years.
More than 50 years, and you're going to cancel it because you're afraid of offending some folks.
Come on, man. Oh, wait, somebody else says that. All right, you know what I'm talking about. Hey, folks, are you feeling good? I'm feeling good, and you should too. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. Hey, Sean Spicer from Newsmax coming up next.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. I'm Todd Starnes. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. 27 days until the midterm elections, the moment that we can take back America and stop the radical Biden agenda. Folks, good to have you with us. We've got a great program. By the way, coming up a little bit later, our good friend Liz Harrington, President Trump's spokesperson, she's going to be here. Ed Vitagliano from the American Family Association, and Riley Nesant, who is one of our college conservatives, is going to be weighing in on the midterms as well as this big news about Tulsi Gabbard. But right now, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. A rock star in conservative television circles, our good buddy, the host of Newsmax TV, Spicer & Company, Sean Spicer. Sean, hope you're doing good.
I am, Todd. Hope, thanks for having me.
Sean, midterm elections, I'm feeling great. Polling data is looking very good. Still got to get out there, campaign like you're 20 points behind. But I'm curious, what are you hearing from your vantage point over at Newsmax?
So every night at 5, we talk about this. We had Jim McLaughlin, President Trump's pollster, on last night. And look, I think all of the headwinds are pointing in the right direction for Republicans. The Democrats peaked too early on this abortion thing. Not only did they peak too early, but they went too extreme. They started talking about abortion on demand until conception. I think that pushed a lot of folks who might have agreed that the court went too far away from the Democrats. And then with inflation and foreign policy being a mess, so much else happening that I think Republicans are capitalizing at the right time. And so I would suggest that I think Republicans are in a very, very strong position right now. And we'll see. But I think in these final 30 days, you know, considering that Republicans are being undercounted in all of these polls, which I think is probably a field goal. I mean, I think it's 3 points. So, you know, if you look in New Hampshire, General Bolduc is down 2-3 in the latest Trafalgar poll. I would bet you that, you know, Republicans have a much better night than the mainstream media or the liberal media is giving them credit for, and then they're going to try to figure out why they got it so wrong again.
Sean, I'm with you on this, and again, the polling data is all over the place, and it is looking at, you know, some of the polls are starting to come together, kind of like those when the hurricane's about to hit and you got all the spaghetti models. It's looking like it's going in the right direction for conservatives. But I think, by and large, there are a lot of people out there, just like Tulsi Gabbard, who are Democrats, who are sick and tired of these criminals, these predators that are on the streets. They're tired of the open borders, and they're tired of what's happening in these public school classrooms.
Absolutely. And I think it's just at a certain point, you realize that it's come to your school, to your neighborhood, to your community, whether it's the crime or the schools that you just referenced. And I think people are saying, I've had enough. So I agree with you. There's only so much people can take. And I think between the crime and the inflation and everything else that's going on, it's driving people to realize that there's a choice to be made, and giving Democrats full control of government, which is what they have, is too much.
Well, it is. And of course, you know, the fact that we could all be, you know, nuclear and, you know, glowing green or something in the next couple of months, it's just, it's beyond crazy. And Sean, I mean, you've been in this business a long time. Have you ever seen, covering politics, have you seen a time in America where we had so many dumpster fires burning?
No, in fact, I had this conversation with someone earlier today, Todd, where I was relaying another conversation that I had had with somebody on the left, and they were like, you know, can't you say anything positive about Biden? And I turned it back on him, and I said, I'll tell you what, you say something positive. Just one. Tell me one thing that's going well, and I'll agree with whatever you say. And they were like, oh, that's stop being, you know, whatever, stop being cute or whatever they said. And I said, no, it's in all seriousness. You pick. You tell me something that's going well. I'll let you answer the question. And they were like, well, and I said, see, the thing is, you want to blame me, but you, a Biden person, can't answer the question. And they can't, because tell me one thing that's going well, inflation, foreign policy. I mean, there's a story that came out just 2 hours ago. The Saudis rejected, you know, the U.S. overtures to not cut back on oil production. We've lost our foreign policy. Our domestic, you know, policy is a mess. Crime is going rampant. Inflation's through the roof, and yet it's Republicans' fault. I'm sorry. Like, what, we control nothing in this country, and yet this administration wants to blame Republicans for the fact that for 2 years they've controlled everything.
Sean Spicer, host of Spicer and Company on Newsmax TV, and Sean, your network is growing by leaps and bounds, and I'm curious if you guys have just had an opportunity, I know you're slammed over there, but just to sit back and go, wow, this is pretty amazing. Why is it that people are coming to Newsmax? Why are people migrating over to what you guys are doing?
You know, it's an interesting question, and there's a story that I'm doing tonight at 5 o'clock that exemplifies why. And your question just made me think about this, Todd, because so yesterday, the president of the LA City Council steps down. I'm sure you've talked about this, right? And because there's this leaked tape of this, the president of the LA City Council making these racist comments about the black son of a white council member. And I started noticing ABC News last night does a package on it. They don't mention that this woman is a Democrat. Politico does a story. They don't mention she's a Democrat. The New York Times does a story. Don't mention she's a Democrat. CNN does a story. They don't mention it. Because we're going to tell you what's really going on. We're going to explain to you the bias in the media, have the guests on that are going to explain the things that you're not seeing. But if you, the average viewer just sat back and read that story, they would say, okay, you might even think that the person was a Republican, for goodness sake. But the Democrat, I mean, the media right now and the left control everything, and they don't want you to know what's really going on. And that's the difference, is that Newsmax is going to tell you what's happening. We're going to have an honest conversation with you. We're going to bring on guests that other people won't. We cover stuff. Look, and here's the other thing, for me at least, and I can't speak for every other show, I've been in the arena, 24 years in the military, 10, 15 years on Capitol Hill, countless campaigns. I know what it's like to be in the arena. I don't have to guess. I don't have to wonder what it's like in certain situations. I can tell you. So I know what guests to have on or how to address the situation. These guys don't. And so all these journalists that love to have these hypothetical conversations, for me, it's actually, I can sit back and say to you, this is what's actually happening when that scenario is going down. And that's a very unique perspective for anybody in the media, because none of these reporters have ever been on a campaign. They don't know what they're talking about. And so I can actually tell a viewer every night at 5 o'clock on the show, here's what's going on at that point or in the room. And I think that's important because there's a lot of nuance to some of these big decisions that have to get made that reporters, just because they're lazy and there's a lot more detail to go into a half of these things, they just don't get it.
You know, Sean, they don't get it. And I will tell you, as someone who, you know, I worked at Fox News Channel for 15 years, grew up in the Deep South. I'm one of those gun-toting, Bible-clinging evangelicals. When I saw the coverage of Herschel Walker, and it was very clear to me, the media didn't understand the story. They didn't understand when Herschel Walker said he had you know, been redeemed. They didn't understand what that meant. And I think they misread the story. They thought that the entire electorate was going to abandon Herschel, when in fact they knew exactly what he was saying, and the media did not. And that's why I think that that's going to turn out to be a non-issue for Herschel Walker moving forward. And those are the kinds of stories that you guys are covering at Newsmax, because you guys understand that people of faith are an important demographic within not just the Republican Party, but in America at large.
Right. Well, they also, I mean, for a lot of these reporters, they don't understand. I mean, and this is, I think, the point you're making, right? They just don't understand that constituency. Those aren't the people they hang around with at their country club or, you know, they're when they go out to eat tofu, vegan and gluten-free. And so they don't get it. And so to them, it's like going to a zoo that they think that we're all here to be petted. And so they just don't get it. And I think that's the big difference. And so for us, I think we actually cover things in a very unique way. And that's why I think from a network standpoint, and my show's on every night at 5, that we can have a conversation with folks and explain things in a much more, I don't mean to use the word sophisticated, but I think that too many of these folks in the media talk down to viewers and are stupid, like act like they're stupid. I think we have a very adult conversation.
I would completely agree with that. I know exactly what you're saying, and we appreciate that. And I think that's why people are migrating over, and you guys are getting so many new viewers over at Newsmax. Going to be a great show tonight, 5 o'clock, folks. Spicer and Company on Newsmax. Sean, appreciate the great insight today.
Oh, awesome. Listen, and thanks for all your support, Todd. You have a great show yourself, but I've always appreciated your support for my show and for Newsmax. You've just been such a great champion of everything on the right. And I think you and I share this philosophy that I'm an all of the above guy, you know, not just when it comes to energy, but also when it comes to the conservative ecosystem. I want more. So, you know, I think it's great that what we do in talk radio, but I think we need Newsmax and the Daily Caller and Breitbart. It's not, you know, I think we live in a country of 320 million people. And until we got every one of them watching and listening, the more the merrier. So let's help each other grow and expose the left and what's going on in the you know. So
anyway, well, I know Chris Ruddy. I know Chris Ruddy loves that idea. Get everybody watching Newsmax. So.
Well, yeah, he wants everyone watching Newsmax, and I agree with him. He pays my bills, but I actually just I think that we need to continue to grow the conservative ecosystem as well.
Yeah.
So, anyway, thank you.
All right, Sean. All right, God bless. Sean Spicer, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And it's a great show. If you haven't watched Newsmax, you really should. Real quick, I want to go to the phones. I am very excited about our next caller, Richard from Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Richard, you don't know how long I've been waiting to hear from someone like you. So, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Todd. Second time calling in. Appreciate all you do. Yeah, literally about 20 minutes ago, I was just telling Grace, I received a poll from Public Policy Polling that just says, hey, we're reaching out to Georgia residents for a short survey on important issues, and we'd really appreciate your input. And I looked through it. It's 15 questions, and, you know, obviously specific to what's happening here in Georgia with Warnock and Herschel Walker and Kemp and Stacey Abrams. And I wanted really, I'm calling for help. I wanted your perspective on how you think I should respond. Should I respond with, you know, my heart, and my honesty, what I really feel? Should I throw them a curveball? You know, I'm curious on how you do it. And I also mentioned to Grace, one of the questions, which was pretty interesting, was what's your gender? And there was only two options on there, male or female.
Oh, that's interesting. And so this was Public Policy Polling?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So this is a polling company that's actually affiliated with the Democrat Party. And they do legitimate polls, but they also do these kind of crank polls. So I'm not quite sure, you know, who called you. So, but the question you have, and this is an interesting dilemma, Are you honest with the poll, with the pollster, or do you have a little bit of fun and do some hijinks, political hijinks? And Richard, I think I want to open this question up to our audience because I do have a few thoughts on this. So you keep listening, Richard, and we're going to see what the audience has to say. Should Richard, who has been contacted, and Richard, I have to imagine you're a conservative.
I lean that way
strongly.
All right. Yeah. All right. Very good. So Richard from Georgia, who leans strongly conservative, has been reached out to by a polling company. How should he respond? Should he be honest or should he tell them something else? 844-747-8868. So, Richard, you be listening, and we're going to see if we can't help you out with this dilemma here. 844-747-8868. What should Richard do? You know, this is, you know, Rush Limbaugh did this years ago with Operation Chaos. You guys remember that? And it was very effective. So maybe, just maybe, and Sean Spicer brought this up earlier in our conversation, that you can't really trust the polls because a lot of people who are Republican, who are conservative, are not being honest or forthcoming with the pollsters. All right, we'll find out. Richard, we're going to find out. We'll help you make that decision. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Hey, Nissan, how do you get to the top?
Calculating. Proceed to 1959. Take a hard left in East Africa at the 71 Safari Rally. Veer right for 19 off-road championships in the Baja Desert. Proceed towards Moab. Take the trail to Hell's Revenge. Include steep incline. Continue for the next million miles.
Where to first again?
60 years, millions of miles, and the capability to take you anywhere. This is the new Nissan.
All right, just posted the poll up on the Todd Stern Show Twitter page. By the way, you can find me on Twitter, very easy. Todd Starnes, got the blue check mark there. A Todd Starnes Show caller, that would be Richard from Georgia, asked how he should respond to DNC polling firm. Should he A, be honest, or B, Operation Chaos? And we've already got people weighing in. 75% say Operation Chaos. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. Let's go to New Orleans, our good friend, Miss Janice. Miss Janice, by the way, I thought about you yesterday, and I have to tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lovely Cajun restaurant here called The Second Line, and they actually fly the bread up for the po' boys to Memphis, Tennessee, and it was a very good po' boy, and I thought about you.
Oh, well, that's nice, Todd. That's good.
All right, Miss Janice, enough of the food talk. What would you do on the pollster?
Now, what I would do on the pollster is just simply tell him, I'm sorry, but I do not participate in polls, phone polls, and I'd hang up. And that's the end of it, plain and simple. Now, I wouldn't play games or anything else. I'd just tell them, I do not participate in these type of phone calls. Thank you. And I'd just hang the phone up. Oh, here's another one for you. Here's a good one. Now that they call the first time, and maybe, you know, he's got an inkling, you know, what the phone number is. If they call again and he knows it's them, just don't answer the doggone phone. That's a good one. There's another one you can do.
All right. That's good advice. All right, Miss Janice, thank you. Let's go to Eileen in Georgia. Eileen, what say you?
Hi. I was just wanted to tell you that in 2016, I was the one and only term I was polled, and they asked me, am I voting for Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton? And when I said I was voting for Donald Trump, they hung right up on me.
Is so, that right?
That is absolutely 100% right, and I haven't been polled since. I would say tell the truth, and this way you don't have to talk to them. They'll probably hang up on him.
But if,
they do, he should call you back and let you know that that's what they did.
All right. Eileen, I know Richard is listening, so we're getting good advice, giving him wise counsel here. So thanks for the call, Eileen. And folks, what say you? You can vote on our Twitter poll at twitter.com and look for Todd Starnes. You can give us a call, 844-747-8868. Yep, it was back in 2008 when L. Rushbo suggested that Republicans vote for Hillary in the Democrat primaries to keep her in the race. It worked out great. All right, got to take a break here, folks. Coming up a little bit later, Liz Harrington, President Trump's spokesperson, plus your calls. Hey, ToddStarnes.com, check that out, too.
Thank you.
this chaos is. Grace, we've got to talk about this. I mean, during the commercial break, I'm trying to concentrate. We're trying to prepare so that we can bring the best, most important, and up-to-date news to our great listeners. And you guys are over there. I don't know what's going on, but Mark in the Villages, I saw his name pop up.
Yes.
America's friendliest hometown. And then he hangs up. What was that all about?
He didn't have time to go on air today, but he said we should throw out to listeners, we should ask them, what should you be for Halloween? Maybe somebody from Super Mario Brothers, but we won't do that to you.
What?
And he suggested maybe you should be a Chick-fil-A sandwich for Halloween.
A Chick-fil-A sandwich?
Yeah, that's what he said.
A Chick-fil-A sandwich.
And I said, that's not a bad idea.
Maybe the cow, maybe the Chick-fil-A
we could do,
cow.
I think we could do better, though. Sweet
it had to be
tea,
a,
perhaps?
It'd have to be a spicy Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just saying. Oh. So you're doing Mario. What is Kyle doing?
I don't think Kyle, producer audio, Kyle, knows what he's going to be.
Audio
yet.
Engineer Kyle. All right,
he's thinking about it. We'll get back to that one.
All right.
But
so.
you've got to come up with a costume. If we're all dressing up, you got to come on the stream that day on Facebook Live, and you've got to have
I've got
a costume
it.
On.
I've got it. What? I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to wear, I'll get some like Mexican man shoes.
Oh, no.
And then I'll have like some sort of drink, one of those green sludge beverages you guys are always slurping. The matcha. All right. I'll think about it.
So are you going to be a hippie? Is that what you're saying?
I could be a hippie. I could be a liberal.
Vegan?
A vegan.
That's a pretty scary
I'll
thing.
I'll be gluten-free. Hey, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Speaking of gluten-free. No, he's. Do we know if Riley's gluten-free? Riley, it makes no difference. We don't judge. Our good friend, our college correspondent from the heartland. Riley, it's not too late to hang up the phone. Riley, good to have you with us today, and exciting news. I saw that you were posting about Tulsi Gabbard. I want to get your reaction to her big announcement today.
I mean, I'm thrilled. I'm a big fan of Tulsi Gabbard. I don't agree with her 100%, but I think she stands for some really good things, and I love how she stands up to the Democratic Party.
Yeah, a lot of people were weighing in on the social media platforms. They're like, well, she's a rhino. She's not a conservative. Well, she's not saying she is a conservative. She's just sick and tired of the Democrat Party. And she says that, you know, they've got to make some changes here. And if that means she's going to stand with the Republicans, I say, you know, welcome aboard.
Right. I totally agree. You know, I think it's important these days to make it clear that you don't have to agree with every Republican policy to, you know, vote Republican.
Yeah, and I'm curious to know, because I know you've been very active in politics for a while, are you, you know, among your constituents, your people, are you guys, what are the big issues that you guys are talking about?
You know, I would say the biggest issue is just inflation, the price of things. I mean, that's affecting every single person in this country every day. I mean, I go to the grocery store one week, and the next week the prices are higher. And, I mean, that's a problem, a serious problem, in my opinion. And so I think that is definitely the number one issue.
And I think, you know, of course, being in the mountain states, I mean, you guys are somewhat isolated from the massive crime wave that's been sweeping across the country. And, of course, I think your home state, Governor Kristi Noem, has just done an amazing job of really standing up to a lot of these radical agendas.
She has. And, you know, it's sad to say that even here in Montana, where I'm currently living, that crime is increasing, even in small-town Bozeman. And I think people across the country are really starting to feel that.
Is that right? Even in Montana?
Yes. I mean, since I've moved here, you would not believe the influx of homeless people and, you know, what that brings, the crime wave. It's actually pretty crazy.
I wonder where would they be coming from? You have to kind of want to get to Montana. It's not like you can just hop across the border there, I guess.
Right. And the weather's not exactly favorable for homeless people in the winter, but I suppose.
That's strange. But again, to the point, maybe that's why so many people are deciding, you know what? We've given you people in the Democrat Party a chance to get this right. Things are looking terrible down the board. I mean, you're talking about crime, open borders, all this CRT indoctrination stuff in the classroom. And Riley, I have to imagine that even at the collegiate level, it must be getting to be a bit much.
Definitely.
All right. So, Riley, midterm elections Are people college age? Are you guys getting out the vote? What do you think is going to happen?
You know, I've got to say that Montana this year, we have two House seats available for the first time in a very long time. And I have seen very little campaigning. It's fascinating. I don't know if I'm just used to the grassroots campaigning in South Dakota, but I don't see it here. And I feel like this is a big deal here in Montana because I think there's a chance that that seat could go to the Democrats.
So you're telling me that the Republicans need to be doing a better job, boots on the ground there?
I think so.
Interesting. And because I know in South Dakota, the Republican Party is pretty well organized, a pretty well-oiled machine. I know you were a part of that for many, many years.
They are. They do a phenomenal job. Door-to-door campaigning, grassroots stuff.
And that's what it's going to take. So, Riley, you got to get them motivated. Just take over the party. Say, you know what, guys? I got this. I'm from South Dakota. I know how to do this.
I should.
All right. Well, if you need a reference on that resume, let me know. We'll send Grace up there to vouch for your credentials.
Will do.
All right. By the way, being a Montana, are you like a big Yellowstone fan? I asked this. I even asked Governor Noem this question. Have you seen the TV show?
You know, it's fascinating because I don't know anyone that lives or that I know from Montana that has watched it. I've never seen it.
Really? This is fascinating. Yeah. Grace, turn your microphone on. Now, we had a situation like that here in Memphis, right? We had one of those TV shows that came in and none of the actors actually were from the South.
Wasn't it Bluff City Law?
Bluff City Law. They all spoke with phony accents.
Yeah, it wasn't. And I didn't watch a lick of it.
You see, that's the problem, Riley. I mean, if you're going to do something, you need to be hiring local folks to at least get people to watch.
True.
Right? Totally.
That, based on all, I've seen all the episodes, I'm kind of hooked on this show. You people need to get back to church. I mean, there's some freaky stuff going down in Montana. Just going to say. Anyway, I don't mean to disrespect your state, so. All right, Riley Neesant weighing in on the midterms. Riley, keep us updated on what's going on up there, and let's just hope the Republicans are listening, and we're going to get out there and light a fire under them.
Sounds good, yeah.
All right, Riley Neesant, ladies and gentlemen, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. 844-747-8868, that's our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You know, just a few moments ago, we were talking with our good buddy, Sean Spicer over at Newsmax. Well, Newsmax is doing some pretty incredible stuff. As a matter of fact, they've got some great books coming out. Both Mike Huckabee and Donald Trump say you need to read Dick Morris's new book. It's called The Return. It's already topping bestseller list. Now, get this. Former President Trump says it's a great book, says you got to get yourself a copy of this thing. Mike Huckabee said every American needs to read The Return. Now, in this book, Dick explains why Trump, not DeSantis, has to be the candidate in 2024. He even reveals Hillary Clinton's plans to prepare to run against Trump. And The Return reveals Trump's secret plan to win. The elections are coming up soon, folks. 27 days. Find out why everyone is getting The Return. Already an Amazon number one bestseller. Dick Morris, The Return in bookstores everywhere. Or check this out, free offer from Newsmax. You're going to save $28. All you have to do is call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Or go to thereturn911.com to get your copy today.
Said, when you look at our most recent NBC poll here and you ask folks, what is the single most important issue that's going to drive your vote in this year's midterm elections? A combined 34% cite either jobs in the economy or inflation. And you combine those two, that's the biggest single number you're going to get. And on that question, the Republicans have a nearly 30-point advantage over the Democrats. It's 8% in our most recent poll who cite abortion as the number one issue in their midterm vote. Democrats have a comparable advantage within that 8% over Democrats, but 34 versus 8. That's economy and inflation.
Do you really believe that, ladies and gentlemen? By the way, that's an MSNBC poll they're talking about. And the voters across the board Republicans 30 points say that Republicans will be able to handle issues like the economy better than the Democrats. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We're going to break this down even further with our friend Liz Harrington coming up in the next hour. Liz is a President Trump's spokesperson. We're also going to be talking about the president's impact. May I just say, I appreciate the president out there holding these big America First rallies, but I think this midterm election is bigger than Trump. I think the people are just they're just fed up. They're sick and tired of the violence. They're tired of not being able to go to the grocery store and buy groceries. They're tired of not being able to buy gasoline. They're having to walk wherever they need to go, ride a bicycle, take the bus. People are sick of it. They were promised a lot of things by Joe Biden, and it turned out none of it came true. By the way, one thing that Biden did promise, he promised an open border, and here is an illegal alien literally thanking President Biden for opening up the border.
That's right, Ainsley, Brian, Steve, good morning. And I'm just trying to process what I just heard from the vice president, that if you see a problem, well, let me show you a problem. We just had 200-plus migrants cross here in the Eagle Pass area. We're in Maverick County. They're from all over the world. In fact, I just met a few of these migrants here. Excuse me, sir. Where are you from?
Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka. How long have you been traveling?
For 45 days.
45 days you came from Sri Lanka. Did you come by boat? How did you come? Did you go through the jungle?
Yeah, everything. Boat, jungle. We went through everything.
And our Vice President Harris says the border is closed, but do you think that the border is open?
Oh, we don't think so.
And just let me ask you, sir, why are you here?
We want to live here. We like U.S.
You at the U.S. And do you have any message for President Biden?
We thank him for accepting us for living here.
Okay, thank you very much. I don't want to interrupt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you. Thank you. Maybe the Republicans just win 60 seats in the Senate. You got the Biden administration saying, we got the border under control. There's nothing to see down here, people. And meanwhile, you've got the entire nation of Sri Lanka showing up. How did they get there? You can't make this up. All right. Grace Baker, you're the entertainment guru for the Todd Stearns radio program. May we talk about someone named Lizzo?
Oh, again? Yeah, I guess so.
So Lizzo's back in the headlines. She's a big girl.
Back in the headlines, she takes, big and badder than ever.
Yes, absolutely. And that's not a bad thing. We're not mocking here. Lizzo was asked about her crossover success. You know, I guess she's a lot of people of the Caucasian persuasion, big Lizzo fans, apparently.
I do like a couple of her songs.
Well, you got a problem. You got a big problem on your hands, Grace Baker. According to the New York Post, Lizzo is not making music for all you honky people. That's what we call white folk here.
Okay.
Or crackers. Cracker. No, it's a cracker. So either way, you can't say cracker if you're not if you're not white, you can't use these words. I just want to go ahead and put that out there.
Okay.
I'm just following the guidelines that have been set forward before us. Anyway, Lizzo says that she's not making music for all you white people. The thing is, quote, when a black artist reaches a certain level of popularity, it's going to be a predominantly white audience. You see, I would disagree with that.
No.
I don't believe that. Going back to the early days of hip-hop, it was predominantly black.
Fair enough. Okay. No, fair enough.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. I've never even thought of that.
Lizzo says, I'm not making music for white people. Okay. I am a black woman.
Okay.
I am making music from my black experience for me to heal myself from the experience we call life.
Man.
So are you allowed to have fun at her concerts, or do you just have to sit there and watch her heal herself?
I don't know.
I'm not sure anybody wants to see that. Although Lizzo's music is rooted in R&B, hip-hop, and even gospel, she scored pop hits with the life-affirming anthems such as Juice, Is that like orange or apple?
A wrapper, I believe.
I don't know. I'm just reading this here. Good as hell. Is that a life-affirming anthem?
That's one of her song titles.
And About Damn Time.
Clearly, that's the catchy one.
Clearly, those are not the gospel songs.
No.
But while she may have amassed legions of white fans since her Grammy-winning breakthrough, and that would be 2019's 'Cause I Love You. Is that the correct pronunciation?
I think that was pretty good, Todd.
It's not because I love you. It's because I love you.
What's up with the deep voice?
I don't know. I'm just trying to read it like it's... I'm trying to do it phonetically here.
Uh-huh.
You got to work with me. There are a lot of misspelled words, Grace.
This is true.
And I know I'm not culturally with it. I get it. I'm a white guy.
You didn't even know half the Mario characters.
Pretty fly for a white guy. But anyway, I digress. Lizzo says that she's speaking to black women first and foremost. Quote, we need self-love and hello.
What about the white women?
We're not doing that in public at the concert.
Oh, my gosh, Todd. She's talking about bubble baths.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, I hope she's not taking a bubble bath or doing yoga. I'd be afraid of a full moon, much less the half moon. I'm just saying. We need self-love and self-love.
You can't even get through this article.
We need self-love and self-love anthems more than anybody. You know, I'm just wondering, did Hank... Oh, sweet Lord, the photograph that came attached to that. It looks like she has blue duct tape strapped all over her.
Probably does.
And needs some more.
That's going to hurt to come off.
Yeah, needs some more. So I am making music for that girl right there who looks like me, who grew up in a city where she was underappreciated and picked on and made to feel unbeautiful. I think she's a very attractive person. I just take off all the makeup. I'm not a big makeup fan. I think she's a very fine-looking person.
She's got a great smile.
She says, it blows my mind when people say I'm not making music from a black perspective. How could I not do that as a black artist? I'm not understanding this.
Yeah, I don't get
it. It just seems to me, if you're an artist, I don't care if you're black or white. I mean, did Hank Jr. go out there and say, I'm only going to make music for white guys who live in trailer parks and drive pickup trucks? No, of course not. He just want to make good music.
Yeah. And just share it for everybody.
That spoke to the human condition.
Gosh.
I'm just saying. Can't you just go have a good time?
Listen.
Right.
Lizzo just keep making music, honey.
And by the way, why does she care? Why does she care if all that money comes from white fans or black fans or Asian American fans? Why would she care?
Money is money.
Oh man, now there's yellow duct tape. She really is a big fan of the. I gotta stop.
Close the laptop, Todd. Shut it.
All right, folks, gotta take a break here. And by the way, gotta vote on the Twitter poll. We've got this up now at Todd Starnes. That's our Twitter handle. And we're asking folks, should we be honest with the pollsters, or should we cause a little Operation Chaos? Wow, 65% of you say chaos. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, Americans. I am Todd Starnes. Great to have you with us. Hour three of the big show. 27 days until the midterm elections. The moment that we, the people, get to stop the radical Biden agenda. Great to have you with us for this hour of the show. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. Our website is toddstarnes.com. And I will say that in about an hour, our daily newsletter will be coming out. We would love for you to subscribe. Well over 300,000 people now subscribe to our daily newsletter. And it's just a great resource as you read and prepare to fight for freedom and liberty in this country. one of, I would say probably not just one of, the most powerful organization in America that is standing up for traditional American values, standing up for the American family, based in Mississippi, the American Family Association. They do incredible work every single day, and they have been very effective at what they do. The other day, I got a press release, and I was stunned by this story out of New York, where a judge there, a civil court judge, citing the Obergefell ruling on gay marriage, has now opened the door for polygamy in New York State. I want to go now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, a good friend of this program from the American Family Association. He is the Executive Vice President, Ed Vitagliano. Ed, good to have you back with us, friend.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Todd, and thank you for all that you do. And I love your intro, Bible-toting, gun-slinging.
Gun-toting, awesome. Bible-clinging. Usually we say son of a Baptist, but that makes the Methodists a little bit nervous. So we try to back off of that.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Todd.
Ed, we got a lot of ground to cover here, and just really, I wish I could say I was surprised, but I'm not surprised, because you guys, before the ruling ever came out, you were warning of what would happen if the Supreme Court redefined marriage.
Yeah, and of course, we weren't the only ones. Anyone who's paying attention to the drift in the courts towards an embrace of the homosexual argument regarding relationships was warning about this. But we said, I've been writing on this issue for 26 years, and debated homosexual activists on radio and on television. And every time we issued the warning that legalizing homosexual marriage would lead in a direct line to polygamy, we were called alarmists and fearmongers, and our argument was discounted. But now here we are, because this New York civil court judge, Karen May Bakhtian, has made that argument that the legalization of same-sex marriage in the Obergefell v. Hodges ruling in 2015 opens the door not just for the opportunity, but she was basically arguing the necessity of legalizing polygamous relationships.
Here's my concern, Ed. I think the polygamists have a leg to stand on here. I mean, if you're going to come out there, and that was the original argument at Obergefell, they come out and say, well, who are you to limit marriage? And so the Supreme Court changed the law. Well, who is the Supreme Court now to limit marriage just to two people?
Yeah, and that was, I don't know how they kind of got away with not answering this question. I'm sure they were asked plenty of times, but the media was on board, so you never really get a fair hearing unless you're listening to a program like yours. You don't really get the full story. So the argument was on the part of homosexual activists and their sympathizers was that marriage is between two people, and it is arbitrary to say it must be a man and a woman. It can be two men. It can be two women. Our argument was always, well, what limits it to two people? The only retort that we ever got was, well, traditionally marriage has been between two people. So we said, well, traditionally it's been between a man and a woman. That is not that's not really a response. And I think they sidestepped it, knowing that, as you said, the polygamists have a legal leg to stand on, because if you're going to limit marriage, if you're going to break the model, if you're going to toss it out in the garbage, one man, one woman, if that's the model for marriage and that's the way it's been in Western civilization, that's certainly the way it is in Christianity and Judaism. If you're going to throw that model out, then there's no stopping place. There's no stopping place. You cannot limit it to one man, one woman, one man, or two men or two women. Yeah. So your point is exactly right, Todd. I am afraid that the straight line from same-sex marriage to polygamous marriage being legalized is not too far away.
Ed, I remember back in those days when you guys were sounding the alarms, and I remember this, all of your radio shows were warning people, hey, you don't want to go down this path, because it can't it can't be based just on, you know, male and female or two people. It's going to open up a Pandora's box. And I remember the LGBT crowd, they accused you guys of hyperbole, of fear-mongering, and now here we are.
Yeah, and you know what's strange is we actually got a lot of resistance from the Republican Party early on. Now, this I'm talking about in the area of roughly 2003, 2004, where Massachusetts wanted to legalize same-sex marriage. And that's when we were, and again, other groups as well, were sounding the alarm. We tried to get the Republican Party to push for a constitutional amendment. And I remember Republicans, high-profile Republicans like John McCain, but also the administration of George W. Bush, was hesitant to push for something like that. And we were always told this is a state issue. The federal government will never get involved. And we were warning the Republican Party that, no, this will get thrown into the courts. And after some of the previous rulings that the Supreme Court had made, like Lawrence v. Texas, we felt that the Supreme Court would eventually make this a federal issue. And, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but the Republican Party was formed, obviously, to stop the spread of slavery. But a lot of people don't know it was also formed to stop the spread of polygamy. If you look at their, basically, their charter when they were started, there were concerns about Utah and some of the Mormon influence and the spread of polygamy. The Republican Party had as one of its planks, so to speak, stop the spread of polygamy. And it's sad to say that the hesitancy of some in the Republican Party, not all, some were champions of natural marriage. But the irony, the sadness, whatever you want to say, is that that hesitancy to stop same-sex marriage with a constitutional amendment has actually led to a situation where one of the original founding principles of the Republican Party may actually come to pass. That's the legalization of polygamy.
Ed Vitagliano is on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. Ed, the reality is that I don't think the folks in the LGBT crowd are going to be raising too much of a concern because they don't care. I think the whole issue was to destroy biblical marriage and redefine it based on man's terminologies and man's ideas. So what can you do? I mean, what is it that we can do about this?
Well, I'll tell you, we're very thankful for the fact that whatever your listeners think about President Donald Trump, for the 4 years he was in office, he kept his promise to appoint three constitutionalists to the Supreme Court. And I don't think that we'll see the legalization of polygamy via the Supreme Court anytime soon, unless the radicals on the left get their way to pack the Supreme Court. I just think we need to keep the feet of politicians to the fire to make sure that judges are appointed who respect the Constitution and the founding principles. And if we can do that, we can probably hold the line on polygamy. But our concern is that this ideology will now start to spread and we'll see more decisions coming down like this New York civil court judge.
Wow, fascinating. Ed, we really appreciate the great work you and your team put into this, and all of your information is so well thought out. It is argued, and you've got the court rulings right in front of you. So we really appreciate the great work you guys do at American Family Association.
Well, and thanks for all you do, Todd. You got a great program and a loud and convincing voice going out into the airwaves. We appreciate you and your listeners.
I would say I was loud and proud, but sorry, that's a little bit co-opted.
Anymore.
Yeah, can't say that anymore. All right, Ed, hang in there. And I got to tell you, I know you guys are big football fans in Mississippi. And, of course, I'm a Tennessee Volunteer, so we're kind of having a good go of it this year.
Yeah, you are. And people are shocked down here. I do love football, but I'm first and foremost a hockey fan, and it's lonely down here, Todd. You need to come over to the to the wow. To the light side.
Yeah, I'm not too. Yeah, you know they do. I think do they still have a hockey team here? I'm asking the team across the. They used to have one years ago. I forget
in
what
Nashville they do.
Yeah,
they have
Nashville.
One in Nashville.
Nashville yeah. Predators. Yeah, they do a good job. And Memphis used to have a team here years ago, back in the day. Anyway, I digress. Ed, good hearing from you.
All right, bless you, brother. Thank
All
you.
All right. Ed Vitagliano from American Family Association. That's going to drive me nuts now. What was the name of the Memphis hockey team back in the day? I know it'll come to
me. It's the Mississippi River Kings.
It's the River Kings. Well, it used to be the Memphis River Kings.
Yeah, and then it changed.
Yeah, because it's too dangerous to go downtown. So they moved across the state line to Mississippi. Everything's going south.
What can you say?
Oh, geez.
Our country and our sports.
All right. Can I – a final note here. And Grace, I want to tell you about something. This is a crazy story. All I can say is that when they – I remember this. When they ruled on marriage, I thought to myself, uh-oh, because there were no caveats.
Nope.
They didn't – so if four people – you know, the throuples are a thing now where three
yeah,
people can get married.
Been a thing.
Who are we to judge now?
Well, at this point,
we had it. There was a guy, and you can Google this. I'm not making this up. There was a guy that wanted to get married to his laptop computer, and he felt like he had a constitutional right because the guy was serious. I mean, he's a moron and a nut job and a Looney Tune, but he really wanted to get married to his laptop computer. I had concerns about possible viruses on the hard drive, but what do I know? The other thing here is, and Grace, I mean, again, the. You don't want to go down this path here, but you're now normalizing, what do they call it, minor attracted people maps?
Yes.
You could very well have a situation where minors are getting married. You don't want to go down that path, but that's what that ruling did. It opened everything up.
Well, and a lot of people said at the time that this is a slippery slope, and people were like, y'all are crazy. This is all we wanted, just gay marriage, nothing else. But like you said, there were no caveats in there. I mean, there was no way to prevent other things. I mean, it's like, who's to say what marriage really is? And that's the whole problem with it.
I mean, God forbid somebody wants to get married to a barnyard chicken. You know, it's...
I'd say they're cuckoo, but who am I to judge?
Cock-a-doodle-doo, I'll tell you. All right, thank you, Grace Baker. So here's the story. We're going to talk about this. This is a crazy story. A Los Angeles man just found out that the Texas Pete hot sauce is not made in Texas. It's made in North Carolina. And this guy is hotter than a pepper sprout over this, Grace. So the guy has filed a class action lawsuit against Texas Pete hot sauce. And he says if he had known the hot sauce was made in North Carolina, he would not have paid $3 for the hot sauce.
Dang, that's some serious business.
So now he's demanding all these damages. And
for
he,
what, to his taste buds?
And he wants the court to force Texas Pete to change its name.
Wow, that is something. I don't know, that guy must not have much else to do except this.
So the guy who came up with Texas Pete, actually, and I'm stunned. I'm just as stunned as everybody because I just thought it was made in Texas.
I would have assumed.
A guy by the name of Sam Garner created Texas Pete, owned a barbecue joint back in 1929. The Suns wanted to call it Mexican Joe. That wouldn't have flown today, would it?
No, it wouldn't have lasted. It would have been renamed to Texas Pete.
That would have been the Aunt Jemima of the hot sauce world. So anyway, they didn't call it Mexican Joe because Mr. Garner insisted on an American name. So his son's nickname was Pete, and they came up with Texas Pete.
Well, please tell me he was from Texas at least.
I don't think so. Ugh. I think he was from North Carolina.
Come on, people.
Anyway, you know, if the problem, though, is they're saying they're faking it. So if that's the case, I mean, the guy's probably going to end up suing Taco Bell and Doritos.
That's true.
Because, you know, it's not really south of the border. You
no,
know
it's
I mean?
Not.
By the way, everybody knows that real hot sauce comes from Louisiana, not Texas. Oh, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. Does this guy have legal standing to sue Texas Pete Hot Sauce? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Oh, may I tell you about our friends at Patriot Mobile. We just love these guys. They sponsor our newsmaker line. Everybody comes in crystal clear. Well, usually. I think some of our guests are not using Patriot Mobile. That's why they're a little less, you know, hiccupy. But Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, they have been with us for a very long time now, and they are fighting for freedom. They're fighting for moms and dads to take back their schools, and that's one of the reasons I love using Patriot Mobile. Again, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. You can switch to Patriot Mobile right now. Use the promo code Todd, and you're going to get free activation and a free gift. If you're a veteran, are you a first responder? They're going to give you a discount as well. It's super simple, folks. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. And be sure to use the promo code Todd, and you're going to get free premier activation. Grace, can I go? I want to go back to this hot sauce story here. This is bothering me. By the way, my favorite hot sauce, you know, a lot of people, they are like really, I guess, persnickety when it comes to hot sauces.
Sure.
So some people like Tabasco.
I do.
And others like the, I'm a Louisiana hot sauce
That's
guy.
That's a good one, too.
New Iberia, Louisiana. And I don't know, the Tabasco, I don't know. It's just not a good flavor.
See, I love Tabasco on my raw oysters on a cracker with some lemon juice. Can't beat it. That is specifically what I request when I go to restaurants.
Well, Texas Pete, they're suing Texas Pete, and the guy is claiming that it's deceptive. But it's very clear when you go to the page, it's not like they're trying to hide it.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, they've got if you go click on the About, the history of Texas Pete, and there you go. It's got the story.
Yeah, I don't think he has much of a lawsuit there. Just my opinion.
No, I don't either. The judge got to throw it out.
Yeah.
Hopefully they got a fun judge.
Got bigger fish to fry.
With a little hot sauce, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And the tartar sauce. There you go.
That's the way to do it.
All right. You know, there was a guy back in Brooklyn at the local diner, and he used to make hot sauce on the side. And he was kind of like, you know, standing on the street corner selling his hot sauce. It was really good hot sauce, too. All right, I got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. I am always looking for a good hot sauce. So if you guys have any recommendations, let me know.
As an exception.
Look, I've always believed in reasonable exceptions. This is a misrepresentation of my view, but let's hear it from me, not from Congressman Ryan. I absolutely think the 10-year-old girl, the case that we've, of course, heard a lot about, an incredibly tragic situation. I mean, look, I've got a 9-year-old baby girl at home. I cannot imagine what that's like for the girl, for her family. God forbid something like that would happen. I have said repeatedly on the record that I think that that girl should be able to get an abortion if she and her family so choose to do so. But let's talk about that case. Because why was a 10-year-old girl raped in our community, raped in our state in the first place? The thing the media and Congress and Ryan, they talk about this all the time. The thing they never mentioned is that poor girl was raped by an illegal alien, somebody that should have never been in this state in the first place. You voted so many times against border wall funding, so many times for amnesty, Tim. If you had done your job, she would have never been raped in the first place. Do your job on border security. Don't lecture me about opinions I don't actually have.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. That was J.D. Vance, the Republican for the U.S. Senate in Ohio, literally tearing Tim Ryan apart limb by limb up there on the debate stage. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend, the spokesperson for President Trump, Liz Harrington, joins us. Liz, hope you're doing well today.
Hey, Todd. Thanks. I'm good. How are you?
You know, after hearing the debate last night, I'm feeling mighty good. Looking at a lot of the data out there, Liz, I think we're looking at a very, very good midterm election.
Well, Todd, I think it's clear why most of these Democrats don't actually want to debate their Republican challengers. It's because they cannot come up with any answers for these policies and just the pure destruction of what their party is doing to our country. I mean, it's so evident. I mean, you saw it with Blake Masters taking on Mark Kelly in Arizona. You saw it last night with J.D. Vance against Tim Ryan. I mean, they have no answers, the Democrat Party, because the destruction is horrific. It's affecting the American people's lives. The policies are just taking a toll, whether it's at the gas tank, whether it's at the grocery store, whether it's at our southern border, which is really making its way to all these problems in every single state in the union. I mean, you go down the list, you go down the line, things are really going bad, and it's clear why these Democrats don't want to debate in these other elections throughout the country.
And, of course, one of the big ones, Katie Hobbs refusing to debate right. Carrie Lake. Carrie Lake actually showed up at town hall, and they threw her out.
It's unbelievable. I mean, they cannot stand in front of the voters and give the voters a choice. I mean, isn't it so clear? They're trying to run the Joe Biden basement playbook, and it's so insulting to the American people. And they should be able to get up there, have the guts, have the courage, and stand by their convictions and have it out on these issues. But time and again, these Democrats like Katie Hobbs are too terrified. Josh Shapiro, same thing in Pennsylvania, doesn't want to debate Doug Mastriano. And the list goes on and on. They're hiding from the voters. And, you know, it really shows that they think they don't have to win your vote because they'll just have somebody in the back rooms cheat for them. I mean, it's clear. It's clear that's what they think. But they are so wrong, because we are going to come out in full force on Election Day. We're going to overwhelm the system, and we're going to get these amazing America First candidates that President Trump has endorsed at a 98% win rate in these primaries to get these great candidates on the ballot on Election Day. This is going to be a huge night, not just for Republicans, but for common sense and for our great country, which desperately needs a change in course and direction.
Liz, what do you make of Tulsi Gabbard's announcement earlier this morning?
Well, I hear she switched parties, right? Or at least left the Democrat Party.
She left the Democrats, yeah.
I think it's been kind of clear for some time that she disagrees with her party, and I think that's a good thing. I think it's happening all across the country, because the Democrat Party today is not what it used to be. You used to have, you know, average working-class Americans who identify with the Democrat Party for decades, and that's what their families did, and that's what people did. They've now seen it's totally unrecognizable. And really, it's in both parties. It's the establishment. It's this uniparty mentality of endless wars, horrible trade deals for the United States, open borders, really a weaponization of government against political opponents. That is something that's gone so far down the wrong end, and that's so unrecognizable of our great country, that I think more and more people are doing that because President Trump has brought them into the Republican Party. We have a new Republican Party now that is so more representative of the American people, the average American, and I think that's a great thing when people say, we cannot have this radical Democrat Party. They've just descended into Marxism.
And Liz, we've got 27 days until the election, so there's still some ground to cover here. But it looks as though the polling data, it seems to be breaking for the Republicans, which is great news. We're hearing reports out of, for example, Rhode Island, two Democrat congressmen there, and the Republican in one of those races is up by, I believe, 4 or 5 points over the Democrat opponent. In Oregon, you're looking at, quite frankly, a communist state, but the Republican running for governor is leading in that race. I mean, this is really, I suspect it's going to be a historic night for America.
Oh, absolutely. And we have to make sure, which I'm very encouraged, people are signing up to be poll watchers. They're signing up to be election judges. They want to make sure that the vote is free and fair. And as long as it's free and fair, I think this is going to be a huge night as well, Todd. I think it's going to be enormous, because the American people, they can't stand what's happening. They really can't. They see what's happening. They feel it. They're suffering. And the out-of-control crime, the indoctrination of kids in schools, just this total radical move where our country is not recognizable anymore. And we can't have that. So I think all of these states, like you just mentioned, that would have never been on the map before, they're on the map. It's the exact same thing in 2022. Let's not forget, President Trump put all these areas in play for the first time. If we would have had a free and fair result, we would have seen in some of these states that have never gone Republican for decades, if we had the true result, I believe they would have. But, I mean, we're seeing people come into the fold, and it's even more incredible now because look at what they've done to the country, Todd, and look at what Joe Biden has done. And now they're rounding up pro-lifers. I mean, using the Justice Department and FBI, guns drawn against, you know, these Christian families and their children. It is horrific. It is disgusting. It has no place in the United States of America. People are outraged, and they're not going to stand for it, and they're going to vote.
As well they should. And, Liz, we're going to have to leave it there. We appreciate your great insight and appreciate the great work the president is doing out there mobilizing voters. And I think it's paying off, and it's going to pay off on election night.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Todd.
All right. Liz Harrington, everybody, President Trump's spokesperson. This item just in, this is hilarious. No, it's disgusting, but it's somewhat funny. Turns out Senator Raphael Warnock, the communist baby-killing preacher, he's the pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. You people in Georgia may know where that is. Turns out that Senator Warnock's church actually owns an apartment building. And in this apartment building, they house people. It's a nonprofit. And they house people that need help, people who are chronically homeless, people dealing with mental issues. And according to Breitbart, during the pandemic, Raphael Warnock's church tried to evict tenants during the pandemic. Now, these people are homeless, they're poor, they have nowhere else to go, so they're living in this church apartment, and I'm not saying they don't need to pay rent, you got to pay your rent. But it seems to me if you're a church, there should be a little bit of, I don't know, what's the word, grace? You would think so. Now, this is fascinating because, according to Breitbart, Pastor Warnock makes $120,000 a year. But that's not all. He also gets a monthly housing allowance on top of the church salary and on top of his Senate salary. This guy's loaded. So he's making a lot of money. And you're telling me that this guy could not give these people some help? So the church is literally kicking these people out. Where are they supposed to go for help now? Some secular government entity? I guess that's what they want. One gentleman, a black Vietnam War veteran, says they treat me like a piece of blank. They're not compassionate at all. Perhaps more ironic is Warnock's rhetoric during the pandemic in which he warned that families could be evicted. He also slammed his political opponents for not going along with federal housing pandemic subsidies. So he's talking one way, but back home in Georgia, he's given all these homeless military veterans the heave-ho. You're out of here, pal. Now, may I just ask a question? And I don't mean to, I don't want to stir a stink this late in the program. But I've often wondered, you know how we get upset, Grace Baker, whenever there's an NPR fundraiser, and I get upset because my radio station that I own, and we have to pay our bills, we're funding our competition over at NPR?
Oh, yeah, it's a very fair complaint.
National Poop Radio. That's what I'm calling them now.
Todd.
Just a poop. So anyway, here's my question. So a lot of these mega churches now, they're like their own cities, right?
Yeah, they kind of are. They got a coffee shop.
They've got coffee shops.
They've got a cafe with some food.
Restaurants.
Everything you need. You can sleep in the library.
Fitness centers. Now, may I just, this is the question, and I'm stirring a stink, and I don't mean to stir a stink.
Oh, no.
But I'm just curious about something. You know, these churches, they don't pay taxes. I mean, the individuals pay the taxes,
sure.
You know, so you pay your taxes. But the businesses that are operated by the church don't have to pay any taxes.
This is true.
So what does that say, and what do you say to the person who owns the coffee shop near the church that's having to pay their taxes? or the cafe or the diner that's near the church that has to pay their taxes.
Todd, you're opening up a can of worms now.
Or the fitness center.
I don't know if I can fit it back in. You've let it out.
I'm just saying. I don't mean to stir. That got me to thinking about all of this. The church's mission is to go out and bring people in.
Yes.
But it looks like they're going in and they're staying. That's it. We're not
staying in their coffee shop.
I'm in trouble. All right.
Yeah, you are.
844-747-8868. Raphael Warnock, the communist baby-killing preacher, evicting black Vietnam War veterans from the church's apartment building. All I can say, if this had been Donald John Trump, this would be wall-to-wall national news coverage. This is the Todd Stern Show. Folks, coming up tomorrow on America's Most Thorough Election Coverage, Nicole Malliotakis, the congresswoman from Staten Island, she's going to drop by. Also, our good friend, Pastor Robert Jeffers. You know, a lot of you Christians, you've got these woke preachers, and I know they look good. They got the hair and the stubble, and they dress, you know, in the designer clothes, and they're cool and hip and, you know, all that kind of whatnot. But that kind of garbage spewing from the pulpits of a lot of our churches, this idea that, well, you know what, Christians shouldn't be voting, that is a lie from the pit of hell right there. And if you are in a church where that kind of nonsense is being preached, you need to do one of two things. Either get the deacons together and give the preacher the heave-ho, or go find another church. Because really, there's no hope for that church. Anyway, we'll be talking with Pastor Jeffers tomorrow on that. That's going to be a fun show. Our good buddy Mike Lindell wanted me to pass along this info. MyPillow.com got some great sales going on just for our listeners. They've got a great sale on the Percale and Giza Dream bed sheets, $29.98 with my listener promo code. That would be STARNS. And order now, because, folks, when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheets are breathable. They have a cool, crisp feel. And they come with a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Look, I've got them, and I love them. Didn't even want to get up this morning to come in and do this show. But I really do. But, you know, they're that cozy. Again, MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. You can also use my promo code STARNS, or you can call 1-800 839-8506. That's 800-839-8506. By the way, did you see this crazy video? It was from the Las Vegas Raiders. Devontae Adams was not having a very good night. They lost the game. They were playing the Kansas City Chiefs. And the guy's storming off the field into the locker room. And there's poor photographer just standing there doing his job. Was out of the way, but Devontae Adams went out of his way to shove the photographer to the ground. Now, apparently, he may be facing some sort of criminal charges. The photographer filed a police report alleging he was injured as a result. Would you have filed a police report? I mean, it was a shove, but it wasn't like, you know, a punch. I don't think anything got broken. There was no bleeding. What I'm saying is, do we know if it's a guy or a guy? Let me caveat. If it was a girl photographer, yeah, the guy gets what he deserves.
Don't assume gender, Todd.
I'm not. So I'm saying if it's a gal, he should face charges.
Ah.
But if it's another guy, you got to kind of, you know, man up and, you know, slug him back, you know, take your best shot.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I was going to say, an NBA star, Draymond Green, he sucker punched his own teammate just the other day, caught on video. So
I mean,
that was a punch.
Talk about Neanderthal behavior. Oh, I don't think we're allowed to say
Todd, going to get us in trouble.
No, they got wherever. Joey Sulipec, the Fox 13 weather guy in Memphis,
yes.
He called it. He called it before anybody else that this guy was a Neanderthal, and they fired him. That's racist. And by the way, a lot of the people accusing that guy of being racist, you know, they go to all these concerts where certain words that are racist are being uttered and spewed and rapped and sung, and nobody bats an eyelash.
Mic drop.
Just want to point that out. Anyway, Draymond Green, yeah, he is a Neanderthal.
He is not somebody I would want on my team.
Anyway, look, the guy apologized, the football player, heat of the moment, apologized. Why does everything have to, why do you have to call the police? That's all I'm getting at. Back in the day, back when Terry Bradshaw was playing football, I don't think they would have filed charges. They would have just settled it then and there, you know. But clearly the guy stepped over a line. Go figure. All right, folks, we're out of here. Big show tomorrow. Get out, register to vote. Early voting starting. Do your part, America. We got a country to save.